following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Cunningham's Journal, getting you ready for a Husker lunch, where today we invite you to come in and enjoy Sean Callahan of Husker Online while you are enjoying an outstanding lunch off the menu here at Cunningham's. So many great items, there's no way you can even get to them all, so try something different today. And I will say, I know this, you're coming off a fairly nice win against Rutgers, and you're going into a Purdue game that you're favored by 24 points. Remember McNeese State. Come in. There's a lot to talk about today. Find out more about Purdue. I'm hearing from a lot of our analysts, and even coming back out of Chicago, that Daryl Hazel was going to have Purdue pointed in the right direction. And even though they're not a 7-1, 8-1 ball club right now, they have the potential to do some things against Nebraska on Saturday. Plus, recruiting, kids coming in this weekend. I know we always have a lot of fans want to know about recruiting. If you haven't had a chance to come in at all this year for a Husker lunch, we invite you to do so today. From 12 to 1, Sean will join us at the end of the program for a few questions as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So come on in, get registered for our tickets to the Nebraska-Minnesota game, which we will give out at the Husker lunch the week of the Minnesota game. We'll also have a Cunningham's gift card to go to someone on hand here today. So join us for Husker lunch. And again, as we always tell you, maybe you only have a short lunch. Slide on in. We'll get you taken care of today, whether it's 11:30, whether it's 12:30. We'll get you taken care of. A wing special every Wednesday. 8 delicious wings for only $5, but there's so much more to choose from off the menu here at Cunningham's. Also coming up today on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll talk with Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, as the state football playoffs get underway tomorrow. We'll talk UNK Loper Lake with John Mazner, UNK soccer coach. They're in position to make the MIAA tournament. They've got their final two games of the regular season. They're both at home this weekend, Thursday and Sunday, because Friday is a spot for a Loper play or a Bearcat playoffs. They are on the road, so it still is what it is. And we'll also talk with Steve Stutzman here about the importance of Game 5 in the UNK baseball series, which is coming up this afternoon. But I cannot be more pleased to report that Damon Day gave me some great advice yesterday. I can't believe I'm saying that. And then this morning, he forwards me the most important information of all, showing that he is not 100% pure communist. He has moved, it's game four of the Loper Fall Ball World Series, from 7 to 3 o'clock. They're going to play this afternoon when it should be beautiful, and then everybody can watch the World Series tonight, game 7. I had the pleasure of being at game 6 last night, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Steve Stutzman had the pleasure of being at game 1, and if we both went tonight, I don't know if two positives make a negative or what the deal is, but Stutzy, I still haven't quite grasped that I went to a World Series game.
You know, it still hasn't set in that I went to game 1 yet. You know, I've got the ticket still, I've got the baseball, I've got the hat, and everything else I've collected from the gift shop there, and it still hasn't hit that I was there in Kauffman Stadium for game 1.
If I had been at game 1, I would have purchased stuff, because you could be, hey, you're going to wear it every day, and people, where'd you get that? I was there.
Oh, yeah.
I was there, baby. I was there last night at game 6. I purchased no hats, no sweatshirts, because I want to get World Series champs, Kansas City Royals. And if that doesn't happen tonight, you can still get that gear. So that's where I'm at. But boy, I still have a very good friend of mine just within a couple of weeks who is a Royals fan, but he is a Yankees fan. And he can root for the Royals. But he found me, and he had this hat from back in the 1985 World Champs. It's a trucker hat. It's got the mesh back. It's old school with a flat bill before Java ever knew what a flat bill was.
Yeah, absolutely. So it looks fancy. I mean, that looks – I'd be proud to have that.
It's a great hat. It doesn't say 1985, but it has World Champs, KC. I mean, it looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a great atmosphere last night. And as I was telling the folks here at Cunningham's, it happened so quick. There was no suspense and no drama in the game last night, and maybe that made it even cooler. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. So it, just the way we got up on the Giants last night was huge for the Royals, and hopefully they just keep riding the momentum in tonight.
Every stat points towards a Royals victory tonight. They're not going to start Bumgarner. They're going to go Tim Hudson. The Royals are going to go with Guthrie. The Game 7 hasn't been lost at home since 79, and there's been, I think this is the 12th one, so 11-0 since then, including the Royals in 85. So hopefully everything points to a victory tonight. You'll hear it right here on ESPN Radio and The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We could probably talk about the Royals and the World Series our whole life.
I was going to push everybody back here to keep talking.
Now, I hate to – I want one more question here,
okay,
because we're in a different time frame in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even have a recollection of what happened in 85?
I do not. I was three when the last time the Royals won the World Series. I don't remember, but I'm glad I can remember this one.
Well, that's the thing. In Kansas City, I noticed that last night. The older people were decked out.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a professional business meeting with their Royals gear. The younger people that could have never been around, I'm talking 30 and younger,
mm-hmm,
were just going nuts. They were just going nuts, and hopefully the Royals can keep it rolling along. Let's jump into our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank. Kearney, you have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. Steve, as many people do at the high school level and the collegiate level when they coach, they are involved with a variety of different activities. We spoke briefly about it with the Coach Day yesterday,
mm-hmm,
but before we jump into why you're here and season tickets and things like that, let everybody know what you're doing on a daily basis.
You know, on a daily basis for me at the University of Nebraska, Kearney is quite a busy day. I start in the morning in the ticket office. I get everything ready for people that want season tickets, want basketball tickets, football tickets, you name it, they want it, I handle them. In the afternoon, I go in the equipment room and help out Phil Noah, our equipment manager down there, for a little bit. And then when I can help out Coach Day, I help out Coach Day. And, you know, I try and stay as active as I can with everything. And so a day for me is usually quite different. Three different hats to wear.
Well, let's get to the main reason that you are here today, and that's basketball, the men and women. The men picked right in the middle of the pack here. The seasons get underway in just a couple of weeks, and some home games early on, and the season ticket packages are available. And I got a whole bunch of questions, so we'll just start with there. The who, what, when, where, why. Give us the details.
Yeah, absolutely. First off, first game is November 15th. We're looking for that Saturday 7 o'clock game. We're doing some special things with that game. First of all, I don't know if you remember the 2003 Team of Distinction final Elite Eight team.
Mm-hmm. Went to Lakeland.
Yep. We're bringing them back and having a special presentation. More information coming out on that later on a later date. But yeah, so you know, ticket prices are cheap right now. If you like season tickets, if you come to every UNK basketball game and you get season tickets, you're actually paying about half price as if you were coming to every game and paying for tickets. So definitely the deal is worth it. Can't emphasize enough people to come out there and get those tickets.
And when we're talking in tickets, we're talking the best of the best in chair backs or down on the floor. What is the choices for our Loper fans?
We have a lot of open tickets left. Pretty much mid-court, though, right now is sold out.
Cool.
We've been selling. I don't know. Remember last time I've sold this many tickets for an event. You know, there's basketball is such an anticipated sport this year. Last year, the team went 12-2 at home, which is phenomenal. I mean, to have that kind of support with these fans and push our team into a 12-2 record at home is fantastic. I mean, we need that kind of rally around these guys to get them in a position to be successful again.
We're talking with Steve Stetsman from UNK here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's be blunt. You can be a guy that walks up and gets the ticket. You can decide, well, yeah, let's go to the game tonight. And you walk up and you buy your ticket. And when we go back to 2003 and some of the times before that, when you almost sold out the Health and Sports Center, and it wasn't necessarily that. The team looks to be getting back to a very competitive team postseason. I don't know, you know, how big a jump they'll be making this year. But don't get left behind here. You will be able to buy up, walk up, and get that ticket.
Yes.
But have the good tickets. Take care of it ahead of time.
This is the main difference this year when I took over the roles as a ticket manager at UNK is I wanted our fans to be proud of a ticket that they can have. Now, when you get those UNK season tickets, it's phenomenal. I mean, it's a nice cover. It's slick. It looks nice. I mean, you can have it on your table. That way people can come and ask you, you know, hey, what's this? Oh, it's my UNK season tickets. You know, I've even heard that they're better than the Husker season tickets from a couple of our fans. And so that's something I'm proud of, and that's something that our UNK ticket holders should be proud of also.
Let's face it, the actual ticket in the last 10 years, you go to a concert, you go to the World Series. My ticket last night was one I printed off online. So
mine
I don't
too.
Have the actual really cool glossy ticket.
Mm-hmm.
UNK has recently done that. I mean, it looked like a cheap movie ticket for all these years. And
absolutely.
It's now more important. And Athletic Director Plinsky and the marketing department has realized that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, it comes back to being proud. You know, we are all proud up there at the athletic office of our athletics. We're proud of the football team, the basketball teams. You know, we're proud of the baseball team, obviously. But, you know, we wanted to show how proud we were. And so we said, you know, we're going to do it this year. We're going to go, we're going to pay more for the tickets. We're going to invest into our season ticket holders and make it look like something that they could be proud of.
Steve, what else do folks need to know? We're going to be talking wrestling, volleyball's home this weekend. Anything else you want to touch on?
If you are a fan of UNK sports, this is your weekend. This is truly the weekend for UNK athletics. I mean, we're talking tomorrow night. We've got soccer against Hayes. Tomorrow night, first 300 fans into the soccer game get these blue rally towels, beat Hayes rally towels. They're nice. You know, they're good quality material. They're fun. And so, like I said, first 300 fans of the soccer game tomorrow night, get the Beat Hayes towels. Friday night, we've got volleyball against Lindenwood at senior night. Saturday, busy day, we've got football against Hayes again. Once again, it's Military Appreciation Day. If you are military service, show your military ID, get two free tickets. If you're a service person with a city, Kearney, or surrounding areas, show your ID, you get in. I mean, we're talking nurses, police officers, firefighters, EMTs,
cool,
et cetera, you know. And then we followed up Saturday night volleyball against Central Missouri. That's 1-2. This game could decide who finishes first and who finishes second. We are going to have our fans at that game and getting behind these girls. They are absolutely playing their hearts out, and we need to make sure that we are supporting them in every way.
Central Missouri has been that pain in the backside
absolutely.
Since joining the MIAA. It's time to keep sole possession of first place. So lots of home games Thursday through Saturday. Go to Lopers.com, contact the ticket office. What's the best way to sign up for the season basketball tickets?
Best way to sign up for season basketball tickets are LoperTickets.com. You'll have the option to go on there and purchase them, or else you can call me at 308-865-1563, or the best option is to come in and talk to me in person, and then we will have available for these tickets to be picked up November 10th.
Awesome. Steve, thanks for coming in and giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you.
We'll see you later, buddy.
I appreciate it. You know, I coach high school baseball for a long time around here in Central Nebraska, and what you do for Central Nebraska sports is absolutely amazing. And from all the coaches across Central Nebraska, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the kind words.
Absolutely.
Let's go out and see the Lopers this weekend, everybody. Steve Stutzman joining me here on the Doug and Daddy Show. His hats, he's going to put one hat on. He's going to take another hat off. He's going to put another hat on. He's going to take another hat off. And tonight, the Royals hat, no doubt about it. John Mazner is going to join us to talk soccer here in just a moment. But as we continue on our Loper link, no surprise, UNK Wrestling this morning picked as the MIAA preseason favorite. Now, you can't vote for yourself, so it looks like Coach Bauer voted for Fort Hays State. UNK UNK first, Lindenwood second, Hayes and Central Oklahoma tied for third. So there's a little surprise that Central Oklahoma, not ranked in the nation's top five, has some rebuilding to do. Then Central Missouri and Neumann University will be next on the list. We talked about the soccer, and we'll do that here in just a moment. Volleyball picked up a straight sets win last night over Fort Hays State. And I'm going to be honest with you. We bulldogged it back from the Royals game last night. I'm going to have to go to the stats and go to the sheets a lot more than usual here today. But the Lopers got 13 kills apiece from sophomore Bailey Sokolowski and freshman Caitlin Broadwell in a 25-17, 26-24, and 25-14 win last night at Hayes. And as we said, they host Lindenwood Friday and 21st-ranked Central Missouri Saturday, and both games will get in the air at 7 o'clock. Also, the UNK women's swimming team got things underway and beat the College of St. Mary Saturday afternoon. They're off until November the 8th when they head back to Omaha for a more swimming action at that point. The Loper football team, as we've already told you, will be at home to take on Fort Hays State. Kickoff is at noon Saturday as part of military appreciation. Well, let's talk a little soccer here as our Loper link continues on. John Mazner, soccer coach. It's football in some areas of the world, most areas, but they've got the final two games coming up at home. The Lopers will host Emporia State Sunday at 1, and tomorrow night Fort Hays State at 6:30. And Coach, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
Hey, doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Well, doing good. Glad to have you on the program today. And your record obviously is not stellar, but when we talked to you last time, you said you were in a spot at that moment about 2-3 weeks ago to put yourself into the MIAA postseason. You have done that at this stage with two home games left to go. Explain to the fans what you've been able to do during this stretch.
Oh, yeah, it's been unbelievable. The girls have been just great, really impressive over the last few weeks. You know, we've been talking all along how we've struggled a little bit. We've got a lot of injuries that we're dealing with. But the way that they're fighting for each other, really the whole year, but especially the last few weeks, have been just been super. I mean, you can't ask for much more out of them. They've been fighting, giving everything they have, and we wound up winning three out of the last six, and just like we kind of planned on doing and hoping to do, and now we've left ourselves in a pretty good spot, or a decent spot to qualify for the MIAA tournament here. Right now we're sitting in seventh place, and the top eight qualify. We've got two home games, two really big, important games for us. Thursday night, like you said, it's bleed blue night. Thursday night, 6:30 against Fort Hays, and you get your terrible towel, I guess, when you show up. And Sunday against Emporia, who we just played at Emporia last weekend.
We're talking with John Mazner, head soccer coach at UNK here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, give us the brass tacks here, John. Tell us a little bit about where Hayes and Emporia set, where you set, what needs to get done this weekend to continue your season.
Well, we got Fort Hays first on Thursday. We'd love for everyone to come out. You know, they're marketing as Bleed Blue Night. It's going to be great. Everyone's going to wear their royal blue and come out and support us. It's a good rivalry between us. There have been some really good games over the last few years. We lost them right at the end of the game at Fort Hays earlier in the season, 1-0 in double overtime. So it was kind of heartbreaking. But we know we match up pretty well with them, and we think that we can do pretty well against them Thursday night and get some points out of it. You know, it's 1 point for a tie and 3 for a win. Right now they're sitting third in the conference, and they're doing really well. But we know we can play well against them. And then Emporia State, you know, they're sitting, ninth right now, a little bit below us. But so it's probably going to boil down to that last game, us and Emporia fighting for a spot in the tournament, and that's always exciting. So that'll be fun.
We're talking here with the head soccer coach, John Mazner, Fort Hays State, 10-4. Emporia comes in at 5-6. Coach, I guess the bottom line is if you can get some work done here, you're going to be one of the hottest teams in the league going into the postseason.
Yeah, there's a few teams at the top that have done really well this year. Everyone else is just battling through it, trying to get the points so they can qualify and get into the postseason. That's where we're at, too. But, yeah, three out of the last six games we managed to win. There's a couple ties in there too, and we're just finishing strong here. We're ending the season. That's what you want to do. You want to be playing well at the end, and we just keep getting better and better, more and more confident. The girls really believe that we can do well and have a good season still, even if our record's not great and where we want it to be. We still feel like we can have a really good season, and for our seniors and for our program. It's Senior Day Sunday, so come on out and support them that day. I think and I believe that we have a great chance to make it to the tournament, the postseason, and do well in that tournament. So we're looking forward to it.
John, how's the health of the team right now? Are you as strong as you've been all year?
Yeah, we are. You know, we've got 9 girls, out for the season. It's been that way for a while now. Since then, we've been real healthy. The bench, we don't have a whole lot of numbers on the bench, but everyone's contributed here lately, and everyone's stepping up and playing their role and doing well in their role. I think everyone understands their roles, and whether they're coming off the bench or starting for us. It's a tight-knit group that's fighting really hard for each other.
If you make the postseason, John, what's going to be the goal after that besides win in advance? How do you see the possibility of the draw, the brackets, and continuing your season maybe a couple of more weeks?
Yeah, last year was exciting. We got into the postseason. We went to Washburn and lost in penalty kicks and double overtime penalty kicks in the first round last year, which was really disappointing but exciting for the players and for the program. This year we're hoping for the same, but once we qualify, the goal is going to be to win that tournament. And if you win it, you get an automatic bid in the NCAA tournament, and that'll be a first for our program and move our program to the next level. That's our goal, Even if we're a little short because of some injuries, we still believe we can do really well. Our goal is to qualify, take care of business in these last two games, qualify, get in there. It doesn't matter who we play. We think we can go and win the first round, and then there's the semifinal and the final in the MIAA tournament over in Olathe, Kansas. So, we'll probably wind up getting matched up with Central Missouri, Southwest Baptist, or Fort Hays in that first round. Possibly Central Oklahoma. There's still some. There's two games left for everybody, so a lot can happen there. But we'll get matched up against one of the top four teams in the conference in the first round, and then once we beat them, we'll be in good shape.
Last minute here with John Mazur, UNK soccer coach. Coach, at some point here, the season will come to an end. You've had some pretty good seniors. Would you talk about them?
Yeah, well, we've got 4 seniors this year that are graduating. They've been doing just a great job this year as captains and then just as leaders. Delaney Phillips, one of our captains, had one of her best games I've seen since she's been here, since I've been here, on Sunday. We played her in a little different role up front, and she just did an outstanding job, and she's just a great leader. So we're so proud of what she's done for the program, and hope we can finish strong for her. Jillian Stombau is, like we talked about a few weeks ago at the Loper Luncheon, she's just one of our most versatile players. We played her all over the place. Right now she's playing in the back for us, and probably the toughest kid on our team. She's just so tough and does a great job back there for us, and doesn't matter where we put her. Lauren Haft, our center back, same thing. She's just brilliant. One of our captains. She's always there. You can always count on her. She's just dependable and solid, and does everything right for us all the time, on and off the field. And Caitlin Taylor has been great when she starts, and great when she comes off the bench. Usually up front for us. Great at holding the ball and connecting passes for us and getting us forward. So all 4 seniors have done a great job this year. And we want to finish real strong for them.
All right, Johnny, hey, go get a couple of wins this weekend. Hopefully we get a lot of fans out there. The Beat Hayes Towels out tomorrow night, and then Emporia with one of the strangest records you're going to see, 5-6-5 on the season, comes in on Sunday afternoon. So, John, best of luck.
Hey, thanks a lot. the game.
John Mazur, the UNK head soccer coach, joining us here on our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Our Loper Link brought to you by CharterWest National Bank. Russ Smith at CharterWest of Kearney. They offer all types of loans from FHA, VARD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. We're live at Cunningham's for our weekly Husker Lunch. Sean Callahan of Husker Online will be joining us. We'll be talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, and we've got a whole lot more coming up, so stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come celebrate with us before the Husker game on Saturday. In honor of our 30th anniversary, Hilltop Mall will be celebrating with mall-wide deals this Saturday, November 1st from 9 to 4. Stop by for lunch and some exciting prizes. We will be giving away a $7,000 Snapper Pro lawnmower from Fairbanks, a diamond necklace from Riddles, Y-Bike from CR Toys, and hundreds of other prizes. Visit our Facebook page this week to register and to see the fullest events. We hope to see you there.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see sunny skies in our forecast for today with a high temperature near 63 degrees, and expect mainly clear conditions tonight with lows dipping down to 38. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 43.
Is ESPN Radio Superstation. Bob Jensen going to join us here in just a couple of moments. Right now, our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Well, the College Football Committee released their rankings last night, had three of the three SEC teams, which I will admit I am very shocked by. Not that they shouldn't be right there. I just didn't think that's the way it would break down. We asked you on our poll question yesterday, which of the criteria should be most important when they pick the final four teams in December? 42% of you went with conference champions, 25% voted strength of schedule and head-to-head competition, 8% said outcome between common opponents. I know head-to-head competition was my vote, and it sounds like from what they did last night, picking their first final four, that they went with who they've beaten, who they have played head-to-head, not against each other, not their losses, but their wins become more important, with Mississippi State, Florida State 1-2, Auburn and Mississippi 3-4. And obviously, with those guys playing each other, it will work itself out. Nebraska's 15th, but they're second out of the Big Ten school, even ahead of Ohio State. Today, we ask you which team outside of the initial college football playoff top four most deserves to be there? Oregon, Alabama, TCU, or Michigan State? You can also vote for someone else and check other and give us your choice. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. I think it's always hard to vote against Alabama, and I guess because of the one-point win against Arkansas, I'm going to say Oregon is the one that I kind of thought would be in the Final Four. But again, this all plays itself out. It's nothing but talk about. It's nothing to get too upset about at this time. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics, unless you're Mike Golick and possibly Notre Dame is a little too far down. But I still think it's all going to play itself out. And speaking of playing, Husker Lunch today here. Sean Callahan on hand. Come on in. Enjoy lunch. Mike from Cunningham's is with us. We've got Game 7 of the World Series tonight. And then it gets spooky later in the week, and we've got Husker football this weekend. I would say it's a busy time, but, Mike, it's always busy. It's always fun here, and we're looking for more folks to come in for the Husker.
Yeah, we're hoping for a few Royals fans to come out tonight, you know, cheer on the Royals. Game 7, big home game, last one, so for the World Series. And, of course, then we got Halloween later this week, you know, one of our favorite holidays, get people dressed up and having a good time.
For totally business-related purposes, I do like to get out and about and bop around different venues around the city of Kearney and just see what the vibe is like on an evening basis. What do you think the vibe has been like for Royals fans? I see pockets of Royals fans. I don't see crazy Royal fans.
You know, it hasn't been crazy, but it's certainly one of the World Series that's been affected around here, because normally this time of year, kind of in the middle of the week, it's kind of lame a little bit. But, you know, with the Royals being in there, there's been a lot of blue coming out of the woodwork. So it's been a little interesting. There's some Royals fans. I never knew were Royals fans.
Well,
but that's good.
There's probably a reason for that.
Well, it has been quiet for about, 30 years now?
Yeah. Where's your cohort today after opening night in the NBA?
I think he's hiding right now. I don't know.
Worst opening night loss in Lakers history? Is that what I heard?
And then getting a little scuffle there on the court last night? I don't know. So we'll see. We'll have to find him later.
Yeah, see how he's doing. Yeah. He's back there working hard, making some good lunch here. You mentioned last week you're going to start comedy night up again.
That's right. Next week, November 6th, Thursday night, two shows. We got first one, a dinner show at 7:30. So come in about 6 o'clock, get some dinner, and enjoy the show. And then we got a late show at 10:30. That'll be every Thursday, starting up next week on November 6th.
You have any specific names on the agenda you want to throw out for us?
This first one, James Johann, next Thursday night, November 6th. He's been on tour with Larry the Cable Guy. So they call him the rural comic, and from what I found out, he's pretty funny. So I'm saying that's one show you don't want to miss.
Cool. A week from tomorrow, next Thursday, here in the loft at Cunningham's. What do you got special planned for Halloween?
You know, we got the Sean Curtis Band, a great new band to us. They're kind of a rock and country band. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of giveaways, some contests, maybe even giving away some comedy tickets. So come out, bring your sexy costumes, your scary costumes, your funny ones, whatever you got. Just bring them out and maybe original. You know, I don't know. Doug said he might even be dressing up and coming out later. So after football, we'll see if we can talk him into it anyway.
That's the best part when you show up. You know, if you got a good enough costume that they can't see your face, it's always fun to play that. But you got anything picked out?
You know, I don't know. I got a couple ideas, but we'll see. We'll keep it under wraps at least till Friday, see if anybody knows who I am.
Come in today for Nebraska, Minnesota. Register for the tickets during our Husker Lunch today. You can also do that during NFL Sundays. Our Cowboys let one get away on Monday night.
It's ugly.
We're 6-2, but that's the way Cowboys lose games. I guess that's the disappointment. But
it's true.
You got the Huskers, prime afternoon spot on Saturday.
That's right, 2:30. And then we got Kiss, Kissology, a little Kiss tribute band that night. So come out, cheer on the Huskers, and then maybe put a little face paint on and enjoy a Kiss show.
You've had Kissology here before, right?
We have. We've had them twice here before. So
hugely successful.
Yes, they're bringing out some 80s Kiss fans. So it's a lot of fun.
Right on the back end of Halloween. Folks, right. If you can get out one night, great. If you can get out multiple nights, great. And it doesn't have to be at night. Come enjoy lunch. The kitchen is open 7 days a week. And give the folks the hours again.
11 a.m. to 1 a.m. So, or well, 11 to 10 for the kitchen. But then, of course, we're here till 1.
Good food. You got any recommendations for lunch today?
I'm thinking maybe just a bacon cheeseburger. It just sounds delicious to me right now.
Bacon. It still feels like breakfast time.
Everything's better with bacon.
Mike, always great to talk to you. Thanks for having
Doug.
Us. Talk
Appreciate
to you later.
It.
That is Mike from Cunningham's. Stop in, see Mike, the entire crew. They have a ton of employees that take care of you, always on the ball, always making sure that your drinks are full, making sure that your meals are warm and ready to go here at Cunningham's. Our Husker Lunch today, folks starting to roll in, and we hope you will as well, to talk to Sean Callahan from HuskerOnline.com, answering all your questions. Of course, Cunningham's, right here for happy hour, 3 to 6, big ass beers, 3.5, well drinks, $1.50. Escape Ordinary, coming down and enjoy your favorite meals at Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and Courtyard. A lot of things going on. Husker Lunch today, Game 7 of the World Series tonight. tomorrow. Come on out and watch Thursday Night Football. We will also be bringing you action on Friday with Halloween going on Saturday before the Loper game, after the Loper game, catch the Loper game. Come on in, watch the Huskers. Great bands, as Mike said, Kissology will be in on Saturday as well. Rolling you right into Sunday NFL football and Husker lunches here for you. We're going to take a break. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, talk state football playoffs after this.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
The world's best thoroughbreds will compete in the Breeders' Cup World Championships Friday and Saturday at Santa Anita. Simulcast for wagering at Fodder Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. Play the Ultra Pick 6 in the richest prize money event in sports. Four races Friday starting 4:25 p.m. Nine races Saturday, 2:05 p.m. The Breeders' Cup World Championships Friday and Saturday, plus daily simulcasting, keno, full dining and bar at the Finish Line, Grand Island.
It's third down and six, but that doesn't matter much anymore. With only 4 seconds left, the Lions are down by 5 points, and it's do or die at the 16-yard line. The game hinges on this play. Here comes the snap. Blitz coming from the field side, and he's going to run with it to the 15. Cutting inside to the 10. Five.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of football season. Sign up for Prairie iNet Internet today to receive a $100 Visa gift card. Now you can stream your favorite TV shows and movies. Plus, when you call now, Prairie iNet will install your system for free. That's a $99 value, a $100 Visa gift card, and free installation just for choosing Prairie iNet. But this offer is for a limited time only, so call Prairie iNet for details now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live at Cunningham's for our weekly Husker Lunch. So we hope you'll come in and join us. Now, again, we've got the bye next week, so that means a bye here as well. But last chance for a couple of weeks to come in and talk Husker football, so we will hope you will do that. Before the big stretch, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa, your chance to win a gift card here at Cunningham's just by attending our lunch today and get registered for the Nebraska-Minnesota tickets, which will be giving away at the end of the season, the week before the Minnesota game.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
Bob Jensen standing by. Before we chat with Bob, we want to remind you that it's Ram Fall Truck Month at our Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Hurry in before the great deals end November the 3rd. 0% APR and no monthly payments for 90 days. Also during this time, November the 3rd, kind of your cutoff for the Dodge Big Finish event, Jeep Celebration event with $500 bonus cash on their award-winning 2014 vehicles. Offers apply to Cherokee, Compass, Grand Cherokee Overland, Grand Cherokee Summit, and Patriot models, plus the Chrysler Great American Drive event, getting you towards the holidays. Don't run out of time before November the 3rd when these deals from the manufacturers go away. The Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. There's also Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. Like them on Facebook. You can do that by going to their webpage at thinkmidway.com. You find out the great deals that are going on. You can see their entire inventory. Like them on Facebook. They've got special deals there for you as well. At the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, and thinkmidway.com. Let's go ahead and talk a little high school football with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning there, Duda. Always a pleasure to be on the airways with a man of your ilk.
Well, Bob, and I appreciate you chatting with me. We got to do a little segment on Huskerland Prep's website this week.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome, Duda. I didn't get to the questions I really wanted to ask a man of your ilk, but then again, the pesky little FCC sticks its nose in the middle of everything, so...
Bob, let's get into what we've got going starting tomorrow. Class D has elected to stay with the 32 teams for the next couple of years. And for our area, the D1 teams are basically all in the West. D2 was split up a little bit more this year. Let's start with the small class here in Class D2 and even six-man, but that begins on Friday. So let's start with D2. We talked about it a little bit. Exeter Milligan, I really like what they've got there. You could actually get a Stewart Fall City Sacred Heart rematch of the finals in the second round this year. Kennesaw is going to be without a couple of key players, including Austin Schnitzler, when they play Meridian tomorrow. You've got a rematch with Giltner Lawrence Nelson for the second year in a row in the playoffs and from last week. This D2 East bracket, what sticks out to you?
It's just tough. It's just so tough, dude. I mean, you know, just take a look. I mean, the cherry on top was having Stewart go east. I've talked to a lot of people this week, and there's not very many people that anticipated that. But having Stewart go east just is one more hurdle to clear. And I mean, it's insane what some of these teams will have to do just in order to get to a state final. And frankly, I think it probably sets up an awful lot like last year, where if you win the East, you're probably going to win the whole thing. And, I mean, where my eyes immediately went was to Giltner. You know, Giltner's a 5 seed. And granted, they have that rematch, and that's always scary, but with Lawrence Nelson. And, but, you know, you get by that, you got St. Francis, Exeter Milligan, and then either Stewart or Sacred Heart most likely, although Kennesaw might have something to say about that. That's just that you're not even there yet. And so... just the overall quality of depth, dude, on that side of the bracket. That's what catches my eye.
Let's move on to the western half of the bracket here. Anselmo Myrna has shown the ability to put up points, but there's a couple of teams that have hung with them this year. And Anselmo Myrna looks really good. We don't know a lot about Garden County and our part of the listening area. And this looks like Anselmo Myrna's west to win because they've beaten some of these other teams.
Yeah, right on, brother. That is exactly what it is. Myrna's not just the, you know, sometimes teams are number one seeds, and there's all kinds of different ways to get a number one seed. But Anselmo Myrna has answered the bell. I mean, they haven't played, you know, top five teams for the most part. But the teams they've beat, they've handled pretty easily, except for Sandhills Thedford, which is a better team than I think a lot of people understand. They're 6-2. That's a good football team. But having said that, you know, Garden County is probably in a prove-it position right now. I mean, they're unbeaten. Their best wins against Maxwell, which is a one-loss team, and so that's good. But, you know, the quality of depth in their schedule just is not there. And when I look at it, there's some schools that have done a lot of winning in that half of the bracket, like there usually is. I'm going to be curious to see what a team like Maxwell can do, up to and including just beating Medicine Valley the first round. Med Valley's been in the quarterfinals the last 3 years. They lost to Maxwell by 38. I don't think Maxwell wants to play them again. I'm not saying that's going to be an upset, but that's a scary game. And I keep going back to Sandhills Thedford. That is a veteran team with a lot of playmakers. And I'm not suggesting Sandhills Thedford is going to win state, but I tell you what, Sandhills Thedford is the kind of team that's going to win its first game against Hitchcock County. And then it's going to play the winner of Elwood-Loomis. And that could be one of the better second-round games in the whole bracket.
Let's move on to Class A on Friday night here. Omaha North is so dominant so far this year. Kearney and Norfolk are on the other side there. Kearney looks like a better than 50-50 chance to advance on. Grand Island has a nice draw with Columbus. Could we possibly see another Grand Island-Omaha North rematch?
Sure you could. Sure, could. I would anticipate that. I mean, Grand Island, you know, the Grand Island, this is a fun team. I haven't talked to Coach Tomlin, about this for a little bit, but I would imagine he and his staff are having the time of their life because they lost that just incredible senior class last year. Really, how much pressure could there be to be great? I mean, you lost all these people. But, you know, Pierce Allman, you always want to start with a quarterback. That kid is a stud. They play winning football at Grand Island. You know, Tomlin knows how to coach a football team, and he's got him in a good place. That second round game, I tell you what, you know, Westside is the only team to beat Grand Island, and they are playing. You know, that's a young team that has gotten better and better. That is a hurdle, but I wouldn't completely rule out a Grand Island advancement to another semifinal. Although it's going to be more difficult than it was last year. And as far as beating North goes, Doug. Really, they're just playing with Class A right now. And as the old saying goes, the only team that will beat Omaha North truly is Omaha North.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report with this here. We've got a little delay, and we apologize for that, which is going on.
So, dude,
Class B, as we said, there's no team that's in our backyard to jump up and down about. There was a couple of nice stories with a couple of B teams getting better this year, but not good enough to get into the playoffs. Aurora's going out to Scott's Bluff. That is our area team. McCook, a lot of people have ties there, and it looks like it'll be interesting. But this was, wouldn't you say, the big four most of the year with the Elkhorn schools and Gretna and Scott?
That's been the story, Doug. I mean, just those guys positioned themselves, all being in the same district. They kind of got positioned for them. But still, they all arrived at the station right on time with either a perfect record or next to it. And then they duked it out for 3 weeks. These guys have already played an entire playoff. They're going to be ready to go. But the one thing that hangs over my head is Blair. Blair not only beat Scott, they scored 45 points on Scott. They made Scott look bad in a way that I don't remember Scott being made to look bad in the last 10 years. And the other thing is McCook, who was our preseason number one, people need to remember this is a team that returned 10 starters on both sides of the ball from a semifinal team. They got their team leader Colton Siss back. He's playing a bit of a secondary role now on offense. He's no longer the team's quarterback. He plays an H-back position. He is the team's defensive leader. And McCook's got athletes, and it just feels like McCook is just wanting to play somebody again. And they're going to get their chance. They got Gross right out of the gate, but you know, I look at Blair as a real threat to beat Crete in that first round and get a shot at McCook in that second round.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show at our Husker Lunch, live from Cunningham's. As folks continue to filter in for today's lunch, Sean Callahan of Husker Online will join us and then spend an hour with the folks here talking Husker football. We're talking high school football with Bob Jensen. And in Class C, some interesting matchups going on here. Bob, throw me out some kind of an upset and start me. I don't know that this is going to be hopefully not a potential upset, but if you've got a dark horse team, you can throw that out. And then tell me a little bit about a Boys Town team that Kearney Catholic will play that we don't know anything about.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know if this qualifies as an upset, to be real honest. Grand Island Central Catholic is playing some of the best football that you're going to find in C1 the last month of the season. They're going to play a team at, you know, Wilbur Claytonia that is undefeated, that has absolutely dominated a soft schedule. They would say the same thing. It's been a soft schedule, but what you get a soft schedule put in front of you, you dominate it, and they've done it. Wilbur Claytonia is a little bit dinged up. Central Catholic is hot, and while this is an 8 versus a 9, so I don't know if that is a pure upset, I could definitely see Central Catholic advancing and, you know, maybe getting a shot at Ashland Greenwood in the second round. Ashland Greenwood does play Central City, the Bison, and that is a nice story in itself. As far as Boys Town goes, kind of the same story as Wilbur. It's a nice team. They've got a nice quarterback. They have shown the ability to score some points, but when they've got into a game against the better teams, they've not necessarily done well. And that is definitely a game that Kearney Catholic, I feel, should win. And I think, like most of the wins that Kearney Catholic has, they're going to win it in the line. Their line should be able to control the game and allow Kearney Catholic to advance.
C2 action, Bob. There is a potential of St. Cecilia and Aquinas, two of the powerhouses of the last few decades, meeting in the next round if they can get past Gibbon and Southern. What are the strengths of those two teams? Are they teams that then will go on to play Battle Creek? We both believe Battle Creek is going to be in Lincoln, but I'll see Aquinas so Friday night taking on Gibbon. Tell me a little bit about them and if St. Cecilia is the type of team that can win a couple games.
Well, yeah, yes to all of that. Yes to all of that. As far as Aquinas goes, one thing that if you need a nap, maybe you should just watch a little Aquinas game tape because it will put you to sleep. They don't do anything super flashy, but what they do is they just grind you up into little bitty football pieces. And they did that the other night. I watched them play Bergen. Bergen a little bit bumped up, but it really wouldn't have mattered. Aquinas shut them out, kind of rubbed their nose in it a little bit. And I know that, and I'm the same way. I love Battle Creek. I'm lucky enough to see a lot of these top teams in C2, and I love Battle Creek. Love their line, love their skill players, that kind of deal. But this is Aquinas. This is a 5-time state champion program that's been in the last 3 finals. And I just don't know. There is part of me that thinks that maybe they're flying just a hair under the radar, which sounds crazy, but that's what I think. And as far as St. Cecilia goes, St. Cecilia is just so athletic. I mean, they've got playmakers up and down the field. They can run. And my boy Jake Kadow, who is just one big play after another, you need that when you get in a tight spot. That's a really good football team. You know, they've lost once. They lost to Sutton. There's no shame in that. They could very easily. They're the kind of team that could very easily make a semifinal. And you get that far, all bets are off.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, getting ready for that exciting time of the year, the state high school football playoffs, Class D, being played tomorrow. ABC and six-man getting underway on Friday. And, Bob, we hope to see you at some of the venues, and we'll chat again next week as we get ready for round 2.
Yeah, you bet, dude. Thanks a lot. Have a good week. Have a lot of fun at your games.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Check him out on huskerlandpreps.rivals.com for the very latest. We're getting ready for our Husker Lunch. Still room for you to come on in and join us this afternoon here at Cunningham's. We'll speak with Sean Callahan in a moment. Come on in and enjoy a great lunch. Sean will be here for the next hour answering all your football questions, and we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
United, we transform lives. It's more than just a slogan. To many in our community, it means the difference between healthcare, financial stability, and education. Through United Way's community programs, over 24,000 lives will be touched by your donations. The funds raised through the annual United Way campaign will help support 41 programs right here in South Central Nebraska. Please find it in your heart to donate to this year's campaign. For more details, log on to UnitedWaySCNE.org or call 461-8412. Give, advocate, volunteer.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
The state high school football playoffs get underway Thursday with Class D action on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Among our radio games, Shelton at Hemingford, Blue Hill North Central, Amherst Ansley-Litchfield, and Giltner Lawrence Nelson. Then classes A, B, and C get going on Friday. We'll be covering St. Cecilia Southern, Kearney Catholic Boys Town, and Aquinas and Gibbon. Plus, postseason volleyball begins Monday. It's the postseason football and volleyball here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're back here at Cunningham's. You can hear the crowd fill it in behind us. Sean Callahan going to join us in a moment. And when we think Husker football, we think T&L Irrigation, both continuing to improve and take care of more and more folks. As the Huskers move up the charts, T&L moves to more states, more countries throughout the world. They've been in business for over 60 years out of their worldwide headquarters in Hastings. And right now, during their harvest special, $5 per foot discount, you can save $6,500 when you buy a quarter-mile-long T&L pivot. A lot of folks have finished up, and those that haven't finished harvesting are about there enjoying the great weather. And then it's time to sit back and get everything ready for 2015. If you need your preventative maintenance, you can get that done today. Schedule your appointment with T&L Irrigation. If you're looking to expand or replace, T&L Hydrostatic Pivot is there for you. Go to your local T&L dealer, visit with them. They'll take you through every step and answer every question. Or if you would rather go online, you can do that to TLIRR.com. A couple of other sports notes before we chat with Sean here. Quite a bit on the football. We've covered the Loper volleyball. There was some great high school volleyball yesterday. The district and sub-district pairings will be coming out tomorrow as that gets underway on Monday. Hastings volleyball is at Midland tonight. Hastings soccer is at Concordia. The Broncos are ranked 12th in the men, 16th in the women. They have the conference offensive players of the week in Jake Ramsey and Kelsey Nealon. Hastings women's basketball preseason number 5 in the country. 4 of the GPAC teams are ranked. 2 GPAC men's teams, Midland number 2 in the country, and the seasons for Hastings basketball gets underway on Friday. And tonight, it's big off Pinnacle Bank Arena with the Husker men and women. Sean, you going to go watch some hoops tonight?
No, we actually are going to go to Boo at the Zoo. It's kind of this big Lincoln thing they do, and we are heading over with a couple other Kearney people. Brooke Larson and her husband Matt live in Lincoln now, so we are heading over to Kearney, some Kearney people tonight to go to Boo at the Zoo.
And Kit gets to go?
Kit gets to go, as does Collins.
Cool. What's the costume? What do you got picked out?
She's an owl this year.
Going to be an owl. There's a safe amount of, some are pumpkins, some are owls, some are tigers. There's a safe amount of
costumes.
It's
a good warm costume, too, you know, for being outside tonight, so that will work out well.
Well, let's talk Nebraska football, and folks, come on in here in about 7-8 minutes. Sean will be talking to the crowd here, answering all your football questions. Let's start with the playoff picture announced last night. College football playoff, 3 SEC teams. As I said, this is for fodder. This is for to talk about now, because this won't be anywhere close to what we see when they announce it in December. But Nebraska, number 15. We all know that they have to win out to get there, and there are so many one-loss teams right now. Just your thoughts about where they are.
Well, yeah, I think it's really about where I thought they'd be. I would have been more intrigued where they'd be if they beat Michigan State. Would they be right at 3-4-5, or would they? I mean, I would think so. I mean, they'd be undefeated with two quality wins. I consider Miami a quality win right now, mm-hmm. with what they just did to Virginia Tech on the road. I think Miami's going to keep winning. Miami gave Duke their only loss. Duke 6-1, so that win's looking better for Nebraska at the time. But you can't really complain. And I think the fact that committee put them over Ohio State shows you the value they put in that Miami win versus the Virginia Tech loss for Ohio State, because Miami just beat Virginia Tech. So that's why I think Nebraska is one slot ahead of Ohio State.
We kid about booking tickets to Indianapolis. You have always said all year long that Nebraska has the most talent in the West. And I love your question to Coach Pelini in the press conference on Saturday, and you followed it up with Amir saying, what does it say when you're unhappy about winning by 18? And I'm going to be frank, they won by 25. The backups came in, gave up the last touchdown, which looked ugly because they just ran it down the field. But did you like the response you got?
Yeah, I think it was somewhat calculated by Bo Pelini to be upset, because if he goes in there and says, great game, Amir had a great game, we're happy to be 7-1, and you know, I think it would have been just sugarcoating it. He wants this team to be angry. He doesn't want them to be complacent, because he knows if they played the way they played, they probably would have lost to Ohio State or Michigan State, and that's really the goal right now in the Big Ten. And I think it shows you they have higher goals, and that's what I wrote on Saturday, that the fact that they were upset with an 18-point win in conference, and this was a 5-2 Rutgers team. This wasn't just, you know, the worst team in the league coming into Memorial Stadium. That shows you where things are at, because I don't think there are a lot of teams in the Big Ten particularly that would be upset with an 18-point win over a team like Rutgers.
Because you do have to stay, as boring as this is to the fans, you do have to stay very focused over the next week with a Purdue team that you should overmatch, and then you go into a bye week. But then the most important stretch, as if we can overplay that, but then it's Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. Let's jump ahead briefly to that. The way you think those three teams are playing overall, which one right now, if they played this Saturday, would give Nebraska the most challenge?
Oh, without a doubt, Wisconsin. I think the way Wisconsin shelled Maryland, and Maryland just beat Iowa the previous week, I don't know what to attribute that to. Maryland's probably beat up, because Maryland's had to play Ohio State, Iowa. You know, they've played a really tough schedule. But I think Wisconsin is the game, and it's in Madison. You know, we think it's going to be an 11 or 2:30 game. I'm almost positive it won't. There's no shot of it being a night game because there's already a night game scheduled in the Big Ten that day. So they're not going to make that a night game, which I think that's good for the road team. You don't want those Wisconsin fans having any extra hours to prepare, as I'm
like
sure
last time.
Many people listening to the radio right now that made that trip a year ago. You know, it was a rough crowd out there.
Sean Callahan with us here for another minute, and then we turn him over to the crowd here at Cunningham's. A good crowd on hand, and still room for you. We appreciate you coming in for our Husker lunches. I'm going to be frank here. With the state football playoffs and going to World Series Game 6 last night, and I will
continue. You were at Game 6 last night?
I will continue to brag about that a little bit. Yeah, I saw Dirk as he was walking
by. You probably
by.
Backdoored a credential, didn't you?
No. I wish. I should have tried harder earlier in the year, but who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk it? I have not done a lot of prep work so far on Purdue. Give me something I need to know about Purdue as I get and the fans get ready for Saturday.
Okay, so their quarterback they had earlier was Danny Etling. He was a 4-star recruit a year ago. He started him as a freshman. It's not been good. They've gone to Austin Appleby. They've looked better. Hazel wanted to come in there and run a West Coast kind of offense, more pro style. He's realized that's not going to work. So they've gone more spread, and they've had success. They've got two really good running backs, Hakeem Hunt being the main one that can cause you problems. And then Raheem Mostner is the Big Ten sprinting champion in the 100. So the speed those guys bring, I think the two of them combined are like 1,400 yards of offense for Purdue. And they can cause problems if you miss tackles. So that's what I would say jumps out to me, is the improvements they've made on offense and the system change. Because John Papuchis and I talked about this yesterday, that they are way different than what they were trying to do a year ago.
How do you think Nebraska's offensive line is doing the last couple of games?
I think they've played fine. And, the sacks have been down. I mean, I haven't given any sacks since Michigan State. You know, I think there's naturally going to be some debate with that center position and right tackle and even right guard, because Condolo, Reeves, and, you know, Price have all played well. Now, Price didn't play Saturday. But, you know, you had some former Husker players, like Rob Zadica was on the radio in Omaha saying this past week that you know, the wrong five guys are starting. So I think there's definitely been some debate. I think Ryan Reeves, personally, I would start him over Mark Pelini. I think the statistics show 9 out of the last 11 drives, Nebraska has scored touchdowns with Ryan Reeves in the game. I don't know if that has anything to do just with him, but it definitely catches my attention.
No, the bad snaps have to stop. Whoever's problem it is, it shouldn't be a problem at this point anymore. And we'll let you out of here with this question and kind of a thought. I commented on this Monday. There are only two home games left. And the way Amir Abdullah has played, I think he gets there. I think he gets the Rozier record, which at the beginning of the year, I don't think a lot of people thought he could get. He would have a good season. You've got Kenny Bell. He's going to be the best receiver in Nebraska history. And those spots are going to be open next year. I think you need to grab a ticket to the Purdue game Saturday.
I agree. I think this is a game where Abdullah has a shot to go for 200 yards again, and I think they'll try to get him 200 yards going into a bye week. If he can break off some early first half runs, you know, this is the type of game. If he's going to get to 2,000 yards, this is the game where he's going to need a big game on Saturday to get him closer over that 1,500-yard mark going into those final three. Because, you know, Minnesota is not going to be as easy to run the ball, and they're going to slow the game down. So is Iowa and Wisconsin. You know, they're kind of a crapshoot. So in Michigan State, if they play in the title game. So this is the game where Abdullah needs to, if he's going to get to 2,000, this is the game where he's going to have to get a lot of yards.
All right, Sean, let's talk with the crowd here. Always appreciate it. We'll see you next time. We'll see you Saturday in Lincoln.
All right, great, thanks.
Sean Callahan, Husker Online, and that's going to wrap things up for the Doug and Daddy Show. Come on down and join us for lunch here at Cunningham's. Get registered for the Nebraska-Minnesota tickets. Get registered for our gift card that we'll give away today at the end of the lunch. And, of course, the best part, you get to talk Husker football and ask all of your questions of Sean Callahan. We want to thank Sean. We want to thank Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, John Mazner, UNK soccer coach, Steve Stutzman from UNK Ticket Manager, all joining us today on the program. Tomorrow, Michelle Yu to preview the Breeders' Cup, which we will have coverage of on Saturday. Luke Hoover is going to join us tomorrow to answer your fantasy football questions. And Kearney's own Spencer Lindsay, who saw his first action with the Huskers on Saturday, we'll chat with him. It's all part of tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. Have a good one, folks.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.